Blog Talk Radio.
We have a radio show we have to go on right now.
And I'll probably be talking. Okay.
Thank you.
I will praise him while I can. I'll bless him at all in all that I go through. Somebody said why. I said because praise is what I do. Comes on
church.
Praise is what I do.
Come on.
Give God some praise out there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, you're listening to Diane Grimble's Ministry and Friends, and I'm Prophetess Diane Grimble, and I'm happy to have a wonderful show on tonight. We're going to be doing something extra special, and that is introducing one of our new hosts that's going to be coming on board. Amen. But first, I want to just welcome all those that's listening live around the world. We have Facebook, Blog Talk, Skype, and Twitter, and we even have Instagram now. So in those of you that's listening through the archive, we want to welcome you as well. God bless you. The chat room is also open. We're just so happy to be here, to be among the land of the living. Amen. What an awesome day we have on today. If you are listening to this broadcast, we believe God has a word for you, and this is a divine appointment for you on this evening. Amen, amen. Well, I'm going to, without further ado, I'm just excited about today because I get an opportunity as the producer to introduce someone that's new that's coming on board, the Diane Grimble's Ministry and Friends. We always like to introduce it out to the public, out there live. Amen. And this is going to be Minister George Thomas. I'm going to be opening up his mic and just greeting him and have him just share a little bit about himself. But I think we're in for a treat on tonight because I'm going to ask him to give a word on tonight to speak to our audience. Amen. So you get a chance to get a debut, a hearing, a new speaker. I'm excited as well. I'm going to be posting his video on my Facebook page. He has a video of him just introducing himself as well. So what I'm going to do right now is just ask him if he would greet the audience. Minister George Thompson, are you there, sir?
Yes, praise the Lord, my prophetess. I'm here, and I'm so excited to be a part of your ministry. It's something praise that I've been seeking the Lord about, and here you come. You know, so people don't understand that the tongue has so much power in it. When you act and you speak out there in the atmosphere, and truly when you believe it, hey, God will just open up the heavens towards you. So you got to just be careful what you ask God for. Be prepared.
Come on.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, I know this is a divine connection. Amen. I think I had an opportunity to speak with you yesterday, and God is a God of timing. I think you told me that you were speaking with your wife, and it just seemed like this is the proper timing to this being 2015. Amen. Not doing the same old, but giving God something different, something extraordinary, because he's an extraordinary God. So we embrace you. You're going to have an opportunity for some of the other hosts from the prayer house to maybe come in on to greet you as well. But I want to get out of the way. I just want you, if you will, tell the audience something about yourself, and then I believe the Lord has a word. And happen to be going to be the title of his program. I believe the Lord has a word, that there is a word. Amen. I believe God has given you that word on this evening. So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Minister George Thomas, and I'm going to ask him to let the Lord use you, however, and we're going to give him a nice 45 minutes. Praise God to bless our soul. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I just want to thank you again, and I just don't like open up. I just like words come in, and I just like to say, Lord, have your way. So I don't mind.
Yes.
Let's just open
yes.
it up and just ask the Lord tonight. Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, the author, the finisher of our life. Father, I can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit. So I recognize the Holy Spirit, the one that when Jesus was leaving, he said, there will be one who is coming, who is do a mighty work than I do. So Holy Spirit, tonight we welcome you into the show, the Dying Show. We welcome you to come forth into this ministry and exalt yourself and let the people who is out there receive a mighty word from you tonight, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We honor you. It's in no other name we pray, but in Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. And my friends out there in Facebook, on the radio right now, I'm a bit nervous because this is something I never did before, but just kind of work with me tonight. So there's a word, and tonight that word was coming. It said, yes, Lord, I did. And the word I was ministering tonight, and I was sitting down and I was talking to somebody out there in Jamaica, and I was kind of ministering to them, and I was saying, you know, the world today, we are in the end time, and the end time meaning that the electronic devices, Facebook is open up. The internet radio is open up. It is open up so much today that there be no one out there would say they never hear the word of God. And I said, Holy Spirit, what do you mean when you give me this word? Said, yes, Lord, I did. And the Holy Spirit took me into Romans chapter 17, verses 18, and it said, so faith comes by hearing the word. Ha! Hearing the word, this is my sister, Diane, has opened up Black Talk Radio. So people now is hearing the word. They are hearing the word. It says good news. Good news is the gospel which is spreading over this world. It's spreading on this mighty woman radio. And the Bible says good news, and people hear the God, the good news, when, my God. And it also exhorted, said, some people tell about the Christ, which my sister is telling people about Christ. People on the internet, Facebook, the iCard, Twitter is telling Jesus, is telling the good word of God. My sister, today, there is no one out there who cannot say they didn't hear the word of God. And also said in Scripture, did those people not hear the good news? It has a question mark. And the Bible said, yes, they heard that good news. And a spiritual said, my God. And so Facebook today, the word of God is coming. When my sister Diane shared her part of the word, she comes out and said, she said and said, give it a word. When my Bible come out and my Bible looked and I said, oh my God, I opened my Bible and I said, there's a word. So when I come out to Facebook, I said, there is a word. People read it, they don't share the word. Today, my brothers and sisters out there, we have to share the word of God. We have to share this word. This word is so powerful. This word is so powerful. It is hidden. People from India, they're hungry for the word. People from China, they're hungry for the word. So let us just come to ourselves and let's just share the word. Amen, my sister Diane. So now I turn it back over to you, my sister, by just that briefest of the word. Amen. So when we examine ourselves again, and we said, there is this word. And I look, and I said, Lord, tell me more about it. And the Holy Spirit comes up to me, and the Holy Spirit said, you know, if my people will just open their heart and listen to me when I speak, they will hear my word. And I keep exalting it. And then I heard the Lord said to me, in this same scripture, the voice, 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 the voice. And I said, Lord, what do you mean by the voice? And the Holy Spirit said, listen, be silent, listen. And I said, okay, Lord, I'm listening to you. And when I listened to the Holy Spirit, it said, for 2015, which is here now, you are in the year of rest. I said, Lord, what do you mean by the year of rest? He said, whatever my people have asked me for in 2014, this is the year of rest they shall receive. But he said, okay. I said, Lord, how would your people receive? And the Lord said, check their heart. I asked my people to check their heart. I said, okay, Lord, check the heart. He said, they that come to me, they must come to me in spirit and in truth. I said, okay, Lord, because he said, I am a spirit. And if you have any hidden sin in your heart, you're not going to receive from me. And I said, wow. God said, sometimes, if you check yourself, your mother, the person that birthed you, if you have any malice in that heart, you'll speak to your mother. Your father, you malice your father. Your sister, you have hatred in your heart for your sister. The man of God, the woman of God who's teaching you the word, and in the heart is so endless, so bitter. God said, you can't receive. Because he said, if you come to me, you have to come to me in spirit and truth. I said, Jesus. He said, today, people out there, they just want to receive. But when it comes to the true word of God, they have all these things into their heart. I said, my God. He said, if my people would only humble themselves and call my name and search his heart, they'll receive. And I said, Lord, I hear that. And then the Lord took me, he took me to the scripture, Ezekiel 37. And the Lord said, look at Ezekiel. I brought Ezekiel out into the valley. And when I brought him out, I sat him there. And Ezekiel looked at me, and I looked at Ezekiel, and I asked Ezekiel a question. I said, Ezekiel, can these bones come to life? Ezekiel looked at the Lord and said, Sovereign Lord, only you alone know. And God said to Ezekiel, prophesy over these bones. Bones in our life is problem. Because in Ezekiel 37, where it was a big thing was going on in Israel, and these people were suffering. My dear radio fans today, your sickness is a dry bone. Problems in your marriage is a dry bone. Disobedience is a dry bone. God said to Ezekiel, prophesy over these bones. Ezekiel did not hesitate because the sovereign Lord told him. Today, the Lord could be speaking to many of us out there in radio land. I'm telling us, these sickness, these hardship that we're facing, they are dry bones. There's two faiths we face today. We face a natural and we face a spiritual world. In the spiritual world, that's where all the problems come from. And if we check the spiritual world, problems out there. There is dry bone. The Bible said that in Ephesians chapter 6, it said that we are wrestling against wicked spirit in very high places. So my friend out there in radio land, let us just check the spiritual world. Let us just check it. Let us use this tongue and speak to the spiritual world. And tonight, I said tonight, as the Lord led it in my heart, these dry bones out there in your life, you can speak to it. You can speak to dry bones. You can say, dry bones, I command you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, dry it up. And that dry bone will dry up. It is by faith we do these things. We can command life and power. We can command life and power in our life. We can command dry bones. I said dry bones tonight in the radio land. Anyone out there tonight, I speak on the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. And I command from the east. I command from the west. I command from the north. I command from the south. I command these dry bones tonight to dry it up into your life. I command it because the Bible said it. So whatever you ask for tonight, you shall receive by just asking and speak in authority in the name of Jesus Christ. So tonight, my friend, there is a word, and that word can my situation turns to life. Yes, it can. Jesus gave us the right. We have the Holy Spirit, the most important person on this earth, what can turn any situation to life. I believe it because I witness the power of the Holy Spirit. So this program I will be having coming up starting Wednesday. My friends, watch
out. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
God.
God
is about ready to do
Amen.
Mighty work. And this time, this season, this God is going to turn. The lame shall walk. The crippled shall be delivered. The sick shall be healed. My ministry is called the Holy Ghost Fire Fivefold Ministry. I come from a church. It's called Apostolic Triumphant Church. My priest, the Apostle Bala Abraham Success, he is my founding father. And you'll be hearing more of them coming on this program. So Diane, my lady, my prophet, I give it back to you in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. I tell you, Minister George Thomas, I am excited about this Wednesday that's coming forth, you joining the team of Diane Grimble Ministry and Friends. My God, I'm telling you, when you were speaking, I felt the anointing, telling those dry bones, powerful, powerful. We're going to be advertising. For those of you that's listening, amen, we're going to be advertising Minister George Thomas, his flyer. We're creating a link, whereas if you would like to sign up to attend, so he can be able to make contact with you to know who you are. I'm going to be posting that out as well, probably by Monday. But we're excited about what God is doing in your life, man of God, for this next level God is taking you in. I don't want to say level because you're already there, but just the fact that God is getting ready to truly expand your ministry, glory to God, because eyes have not seen and ears have heard, glory to God, what God has for you, amen, as one of the sons of God, praise God. Now, I've opened up the mic, Minister Thomas, to one of our hosts. He's actually associate producer, amen, and this is also Pastor David Shaw. He's out of Springfield, Illinois as well. I'm going to allow him to greet you at this time. Praise
amen.
God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, and praise be to the Most High in the name of Jesus. God bless you on this evening, my brother, in the name of Jesus. First and foremost, I want to truly give an honor to God who's ahead of my life, for I truly thank him for being saved and sanctified and filled with the baptism of his precious Holy Ghost. What a mighty God we serve in the name of Jesus. My brother, Minister George Thomas, that's an awesome name.
Amen.
In the name of, as you came out on this evening, I just felt the fire shut up in my bones.
Hallelujah.
I thank God because the fire is shut up in your bones as well. And I recognize in the word of God that iron sharpens iron. In the name of Jesus. And I am looking so forward, my brother, to share the word of God with you in fellowship on the radio waves in the name of Jesus, because I thank God truly in the name of Jesus for the anointing that has been bestowed upon Elder Diane, oh God. We thank God for this opportunity, and I thank God for you, my brother. And I truly, in the name of Jesus, want to give you all the encouragement to let you know that I love you with the love of God, and you are my brother on the battlefield for the Lord.
Amen.
Welcome. God
thank
bless
you,
my brother.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. And you know, I was going to tell people a little about myself. I'm from Jamaica in the Caribbean. And my mom told me this when I was born. It was like my head was shaped a different way. And someone told her that, you see, this little boy is different. He's different. And my mom said, she took it very personal. She said, when I was 2 years old, I lift up a very big stone. She said, my God, she never thought someone 2 years old could lift up a stone like that. And my mom said, there was just something special about me. And she kept saying, Lord, what's this about this little boy? What's this about this boy? I don't give myself no praises. I give it to the Almighty God. But when you're
Amen.
Called by God, it's something different on you. And all
Amen.
My days going through, I've been sick. The enemy tried to took me out from the day I was born. But I could tell you this, my people out there on Radio Land, Diane Ministry, I could tell you this. Facebook, I could tell you this. Twitter, I could tell you this. When you're chosen by God, when you're chosen, the enemy will come at you seriously. But when God assigned angels around you, he said he will never leave you.
Amen.
He will always protect you. That's what God said. Alma said, wow, I've been through it. I've been through it. But God never leave me. When I was 11 years old, the enemy attacked me with diabetes. Attacked me. God, the same God we are serving today, he stood with me. I've been in the hospital back and forth. I was on my bed at home one night. I remember this.
Yes.
The enemy came in, took me off the bed, lift me up off my bed as there was a God.
Mm.
My mother stood there and watched this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this happen. There were people came and prayed for me. When they prayed for me, the light in the house blew, boop, all these bulbs blowing out in the house.
Jesus. Yes.
And then it came for me. But God kept me. God delivered me. I went to this church in Jamaica, Holy Ghost Fire Church, and God was with me.
Amen.
In truth, I moved forward very quickly. In 2008, I was there. I went to a ministry in Atlanta here, Georgia.
Yes.
And my brothers and sisters in Radio Land. What happened to me, I lost my family. I lost my business.
Mm-hmm.
I lost everything. And God put me down to this home all by myself for 7 months. And when the Holy Spirit came to me and sent destiny helpers in my life, I wanted to commit suicide. I did not want to live no more. I just did not want to. This is a testimony I'm telling the Radio Land, what God did for me. I may feel a little, I may go down, cry a little, but because what God said, he will never leave me.
Yes.
And I was in this house by myself.
Yes.
And I literally hear things walk in this house, walk. I was sitting down one day, and I hear a file cabinet open and slam. Bam! I said, Jesus! I cried. I said, Lord, what is this? The enemy came for me. But God today, he stood with me. And when God finished molding me, when he finished washing me, he
Amen.
Started to restore me, just like he did with Job. Everything
Amen.
Job lost. Job
yes,
lost
sir.
It. But Job stood with God. And this God, I stood with him. And when God finished with me, the first thing God did, he sent somebody, because I was living at home. My mortgage I had to pay. I didn't have nothing
yes.
to feed me. But God, this God, Jehovah Nissi, El Shaddai, Yahweh, and he did not allow me to lose my house. He fed me in that time of famine. And God
mm-hmm.
sent somebody bring me $7,500 and said, take that money, hold on to it. Just take it and take care of yourself.
Yes.
And then God turned around and opened up a $26,000 contract for me. My business started to restore. He said he restored you. He restored me. And this God sold my old home, my old house. Sold it. in the time
Amen.
Of Arthur. This was in 2008. What God did
okay.
for me, the house I'm living in right now, this
uh-huh.
house was $319,000. I've got sold my old house, put me into this home, and this house, I got this house for $249,000.
Wow.
And the same builder that sold me this house, he ended up giving me $30,000. Say, take it.
No, oh, my God.
My
Isn't
brother.
That the God? God is an awesome God in the name of Jesus. And that's truly an awesome testimony in the name of Jesus. And just like you said when you first began the show, praise God, because I've been listening to you. You mm-hmm. said that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God in the name of Jesus. And you must worship and serve the Lord with, in spirit and in truth. I
yes.
mean, everything you're saying is awesome and valid in the name of Jesus. But one thing I do recognize you in the name of Jesus, when you mention about faith comes by hearing and then hearing the word in the name of Jesus of God. And that word is God himself. Because in Book of John, praise God, like you say, is that the beginning was the Word, hallelujah, and the Word was God, and the Word, oh, come on now, you know, the Word of God is awesome, and it's the Word that's living, and I see that he's alive in you. God bless you, brother. What else would you like to say? Because Prophetess Diane has stepped away for a moment, and as you may know, I am the associate producer of the show, praise God. And so when she sometimes has other obligations or what have you, then I will take on responsibility as God so leads me to do so. But I truly want to ask, you know, what are some other things that you'd like to let the radio listeners know in the name of Jesus as to what to expect? Because what I hear is a power-breathing, anointed man of God. Come on, brother, share some words.
My brother, let me just share this word with the people out there in Radio Land.
Yes, sir.
Psalms 19:4 said, but their message goes through the word. Their teaching, my God, it said teaching. It keeps saying, but the message goes through the word. The message.
Mm-hmm.
The message. You see, the scriptures has keys in it. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes people may read the Bible and don't realize there's keys in it. Like, for instance, let me give you a quick example, my brother. Psalm
yes,
23
yes.
said, the Lord is my shepherd. Ruko
yes.
panda kasanda. The Lord is
my
shepherd.
Reke
pando ruko panda kasinde ruko pa. Jesus.
My God.
He is my shepherd.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you this, my friends in faith in greater land. When you have a shepherd that leads you, you have to obedient to that shepherd.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
People today want to do what they want to do. Reke panda ko panda neke sendo roko pa nekendo roko pa.
My God.
The Holy Spirit lives in you. When Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he said, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, he will give you power. Roko panda maka tendo roko pende kasanda. Power we have. We don't realize who we are in the spiritual world. We are very dangerous people.
Very,
well, I said dangerous in the spirit world. But do we know that are we dangerous? A lot of people don't realize that how much fire. Keep saying, Holy Ghost, fire. Holy Ghost, fire. Yes, the Holy Ghost fire is in us. But let me tell you this, my brother. You have to be submissive to the Holy Spirit. People today, they could speak in tongues. I thank the Holy Spirit why it led me to speak in tongues. You could speak in tongues, but do you give the Holy Spirit full authority over you? When you give the Holy Spirit full authority over you, he will come in, clean stuff out. And some people don't like to be clean. They don't. They still want to hold on to, I want to go to the party and drink little Hennessy. I want to go ahead and still commit adultery. Hey! I want to still commit fornication. Hey! Mm-mm. Holy Spirit don't work like that. The Holy Spirit comes in. He will clean house. And when he clean house, you see God move more mightily in your life. Christianity is not a thing we're supposed to be begging. We're not supposed to be poor. We are not supposed to be that. God said he holds everything in his hands. He has the whole entire world. But the thing with us Christians today, we do not want to give the Holy Spirit the full access to us. We still want to hold on to things. No. God said, when you come to me, you have to come to me in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
So you got to let it go. You have to let it go. You have to give the Holy Spirit full access to you.
Full access.
And when he has full access, he will clean the house. Then you see things start to manifest into your life. My brother, people could quote the scripture. People could quote the scripture. Bible said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Amen.
But when you release the Holy Spirit in Psalms 23, he will take full control. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. So when the Holy Spirit comes in, he will let you lay down in green pasture because the Holy Spirit takes full control.
Amen. Amen.
That's what the Holy Spirit will do.
So awesome in the name of Jesus. As you mentioned, praise God, it's all about a heart fixing. It's all about the impartation in the name of Jesus of the Holy Spirit, because the Word of God says, praise God, that he came that we might have life and have life more abundantly in the name of Jesus. And you know, when you may mention, praise God, letting go and letting God in the name of Jesus, right then is at that time that we learn to admit, submit, and commit to God, for he's an awesome God, and he's an on-time God, and he will not suffer us in the name of Jesus. Brother, you got a message and an anointing on you that is so powerful. So everyone that's out there in radio land need to get ready, because this man of God is coming with power in the name of Jesus. And as we walked around the Jericho wall, he's going to shout it out. In the name of Jesus. Awesome. Awesome words.
Jesus. Amen, brother.
Oh, Jesus. God is an all-time God. We're going to take a break right now. In the name of Jesus. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines for any questions that they may have with this anointed God. Minister George Thomas. God bless.
Thank you. Because it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside. Was it all in vain? Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. Cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf, I just ask. He would be there for you. Never have to live a lie. Never have to wonder why. Never want for nothing. You're always satisfied in the peace that his arms will provide. He will. you to do, be blessed. I know it ain't what you want right now, but it sure could be a lot worse. Just be blessed. Let him do a work in you.
Thank you. Thank you. As we come back tonight, we just want to say, Lord, we thank you. And I was waiting for my brother as he come back online. But God is doing something tonight out there in Radio Land. He's an awesome God. He's the mighty God. And, you know, whatever you are going through tonight, God is here. He is the mighty one. He can do it. He's a holy one. He can do it. Thank you, Father. Just want to say to you out there, Radio Land tonight, God is doing something mightily. He is the awesome God. Now, whatever you're going through tonight, we just want to say, Lord, we thank you. We just want to say, Lord, we thank you. We just got to receive what the Lord has for us out there in Radio Land. Tonight, we just want to say thank you for listening to Diana Cleveland's show. The mighty God, she is a mighty woman of God. We just want to say, Lord, have your way tonight.
Praise God. Hello. Hello.
Amen.
Minister, I'm so thankful that you're still there. We're awfully apologetic for what transpired. Occasionally, if you'll notice, sometimes there are mild technical difficulties that do transpire in the networking world, industry. So periodically there may be times when there will be a drop-off in the name of Jesus. And we do truly apologize to you for that. Yet I wasn't able to vocally respond. I was still there listening to you. And, man, you came on. So I know you're going to be all right because you picked up where the other man has fallen. And I thank you. We have to, you know, be there for our brother. And if I ask, are you my brother's keeper?
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, that's what's up. So I thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. And look who else is there. Praise God.
She came on back.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Well, this is just a touch, amen, minister of what we do. And as I know, this is just, I know you're a little nervous, and it's kind of like a prompt to you know, something that we probably didn't totally plan, but we have so many lost souls, people that are out there, and I think I mentioned to you that now the transition has come to a point where people are not using your typical radio turning off. People are on the internet, amen. And I thank God for you as well as Pastor Shaw, amen, for even though you have churches and you're doing ministry in your city, you are stepping out and you are getting ready to reach souls from near and far, people all around the world, amen. And we're in the end time right now, praise God. We're really in the end time where people are hurting. People are truly hurting. Amen. And I've received nothing but we could get people sending emails, texts, and my God, sometimes they get on here and they cry, and then my mind, pastor, minister, I'd be wanting to lay hands on them right there. But the Holy Spirit does it. You know, hearing the word of God that goes, it's like, God is so amazing. How is it that people can hear on the phone, on the radio, on the internet, and then they be so moved in their hearts? I mean, it destroys yoke. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the Spirit
Amen.
Of God.
Hallelujah.
We are Spirit-filled. So when we speak
Amen.
The word, this word goes out over the airwaves with authority and with
Amen.
Power. And those that have an ear to hear, something happens. Something
Amen.
Really, really happens. And like I said, I've had them as well. You'll see they'll be calling in, you know, crying out. My God, how did you know this about me? How did you know that I was going through this? I've been wanting to give up. Man of God, minister, I'm saying people on the internet, and they're searching. And
yes,
they come across
yes.
the Diane Grimble Ministry and friends and people, and there's something unique about this, and that's not because of me. This is because God looks at the unity of his people.
Yes.
We don't
yes.
exalt denomination. You don't even know the name of my church. We don't exalt
Jesus.
Our ministry. We exalt Jesus. And there's something about when he says, when I am lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So
Amen.
That's what's unique about what we're doing. And we embrace you.
Yes.
You fit right in. Amen. You
Hallelujah.
Fit right
Praise God.
In. Praise God.
Thank
so
you.
I know that I've had many people making comments on my page. They are ready. They are really excited for you to come forth weekly on Wednesday to bring forth that word with power and might. And I told you once before, get ready, because you're going to get a lot of people requesting you to be Facebook friends, because once they find someone that has that word, they said, something God is going to be speaking to me. And people are coming with expectation. They're expecting
Hallelujah.
God to move. And that's what's so powerful, so powerful. And I said to the Lord, I said, if you can use anybody, Lord, use me. And
Amen.
I also said, Lord, whatever you do, don't do it without me. Listen, I'll be the doorkeeper. I'll do
Amen.
Whatever. I'll be the least of them. You know, we're not trying to make no name out here. We just want to be true servants of God and advance his kingdom, because it's
Amen.
All about him. It's all
Amen.
About him.
Amen.
Praise God. So before we leave, and thank you so much, Pastor Shaw. He is such a right hand. He is
Amen.
He is truly there, because what's going
Praise
on, Minister, God. There's another show going on. Minister Bridges, who is in Springfield, Illinois, her show is going on live at this time too, which is it's actually a new beginning. So what
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do is, after we end, if you have any time, I'm going to text that number to you, and she's live on her show now. If you want to listen in and see how her show is going and so forth. But we just thank God for you. I'm going to ask, if you will, sir, if you will close us out in prayer. Say, you know, give us a prayer. Amen. And then what we're going to do is we're going to just be looking forward to next week. Thank you for this interview.
Amen.
And you wasn't even – you kind of threw you out there in the deep. Amen. You wasn't – you didn't know what to expect. But you're – you have gotten your indoctrination, so you can consider yourself a part of the family. Pastor Shaw, did you want to say anything, man of God, before he actually starts his prayer?
Well, praise God, Prophetess Diane. Truly, in the name of Jesus, it's an honor. It's truly an honor to work with another brother who's an anointed man of God. And I just want to give you the encouragement that in the name of Jesus, not only are we going to talk the talk, but we're going to walk the walk.
Amen.
We thank God for everything that he's doing, because you know something? It is just for this appointed time. And we thank God for you. And we ask that, you know, you just continue to stay encouraged. And I send, in the name of Jesus, abundant blessings upon you and your entire household, in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Minister. God bless you.
Thank you. And I just want to say thank you very much to Minister, man of God. Thank you. Thank you, Diane Crimley Ministry. I want to thank God for y'all.
And I thank God because there is something going on in 2015. I don't know if y'all really feel this power coming into 2015. The Lord said this year is a year of rest. So today this is the year of rest where we have to, even though he says a year of rest, we still have to move forward and possess what we have. Not because he said it's a year I'm going to sit back. We have to. We are mighty power of people of God. We have to walk
hello?
In authority.
Yeah.
We have to, hello?
Yes, yes. Praise the Lord.
Okay, I'm sorry. So we have to walk in authority. We have to step on triumphant because we are mighty people in the spiritual realm. We walk and we possess. So we just want to tell the world out there that we are conquerors, mighty conquerors, Pastor.
Amen.
Mighty conqueror, prophetess, mighty conqueror. We walk and we take what belongs to us.
In the name of Jesus.
Are.
Amen.
Because Jesus said, Jesus died for us. The blood
yes,
of bread is shed. So we got to take what we have with fire, Holy Ghost fire. And I'm fully full of fire. Amen?
Amen. Praise God. Amen. And that's so awesome that you mentioned that. We're going to come and take back all of what the canker worm has stolen in the name of Jesus. And we're taking it with authority.
Amen.
And power. From on high, because God is an awesome God.
Hey.
In the name of Jesus,
come on,
so God is an all-time God. He will not suffer us long, and that we just trust in Him in the night hour. We trust Him in every time something go wrong. Because everything that happens happens for a reason that God has anointed in Jesus' name. All we give. Praise God. We just give you glory and honor for truly worthy. In Jesus' name, praise God. Oh, God, an awesome God. Oh, God, and you know something, Minister Thomas, I always say this. I say, you know what, Minister Thomas, check this out. If loving the Lord is wrong, if loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Amen.
Woo, Jesus.
Jesus.
Watch out now. And when we shout it out, them walls are going to come tumbling
Jesus.
Down in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're going to ask you, praise God, if there anything else that you'd like to add to us, if there anything else you want to say, for I feel you that fire is shut up in your bones in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes.
Father, as we close this prayer tonight, Roko Panda Meka Teno, Roko Panda Menenda Kosondo, Roko Panda Meka Teno, Roko Papa, Meka Teno, Roko Papa, Papa, Papa.